going to the laundromat. It's just no fun sitting there watching my clothes spin round until they're done. I'll do just about anything to keep from going there, but eventually I find I'm down to my Christmas underwear. Oh yeah, you know the ones I'm talking about. We've all got a pair or three. Those red satin panties with the smiling, winking Santies you find under your Christmas tree. They're printed on the front, they're printed on the back, with words like naughty or nice. You better not shout, you better not pout, just slip them on and don't think twice. Oh, I look down deep into my drawers to find me a regular pair, but oops, no luck, looks like I'm down to my Christmas underwear. You know I'd have a million pair if I were a millionaire, but now I'm down to my spare pair. I'm down to my Christmas underwear. They're really not so bad, except for the ones with Rudolph's nose. You gotta be kinda careful what you put on over those. Then there's the ones with the big snowballs. I still haven't figured them out. But the real enchantlers are the ones with the antlers. Oh, they make me shout, that hurts! I look down deep into my drawers to find me a regular pair, but oops, no luck, looks like I'm down to my Christmas underwear. I would've worn my husband's boxer shorts, but he refuses to share, so I'm headed for the laundromat in my Christmas underwear. Easter and Halloween, now the only ones left have a Christmas scene. So I'm decorating my derriere with my Christmas underwear. Next Christmas Eve when I get dressed, I wear the pair my man likes best, with bells that jingle and ting ting tingle and tickle the fancy of old Kris Kringle. And Chris, while you're at it, I'm begging you, please, no more Christmas panties. But the gift that would make me feel like a queen would be my very own washing machine. Whoa!